Phone Boy Speaks, episode 512, More American Football.
If you're not an American football fan, you can go ahead and skip this one because there's no tech on this, really. I'm a huge fan of American football, and it's probably one of the few things that mainstream that I'm interested in. Of course, the problem living in Seattle is that I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan, which they're kind of mortal enemies right now. So that makes for some interesting conversations around here, but I don't make a big deal about it. It is what it is. This is also not the time of year where American football is being played. Although the NFL over the last few years, they've really made a big deal about the off season stuff now, which I guess if you have your own television network and stuff, you really want to try and keep people interested in the game. Well, what would keep me interested in the game is actually more games being played. But with the current crop of folks in the NFL, I mean, it's a very physical game. So it's very difficult to ask these players to be playing year round. It just doesn't make any sort of sense. But what I would like to see myself is actually a second league that plays during the spring, which I think there's a market for it, and they've tried to do it a couple times. It's just that the people that ran those businesses didn't do such a fantastic job. The two that happened in my lifetime were the USFL, which lasted three seasons, and then the XFL, which only lasted one season but was much more colorful than the USFL. The USFL, yeah, what I remember as a kid is it didn't seem like it was that different, but I guess I was also much younger. Now, the XFL was done by the folks who do the WWF, now it's WWE, but the guys that do the wrestling stuff. And as a result, they actually made a very entertaining product, right? And in fact, they did a bunch of stuff. They changed some of the rules, right? So they made the game much more interesting. For example, there were no automatic extra points like these days. You can just kick the extra point, and it's almost automatic. They required you to run or pass for the extra point, so you actually had to earn it, which was good. They also didn't do a coin toss; they did like a scramble or something for the football, which I thought was kind of cool. They also let the players have different names on the backs of their jerseys, so it wasn't just their last name like it is still today. But they let them put what they want on there as long as it was family friendly, I suppose. And then there was they also put cameras in places they didn't do it before, and the big screens in the stadiums and stuff. And some of that stuff you can see in today's NFL, right? So the XFL in 2001, I mean, it injected some fun into the game. And granted that, the league only lasted a season now, but Vince McMahon was a smart businessman, and they didn't, they winded their business down, very well. And consequently didn't make any enemies. Everybody got paid and stuff. But I think what it proved, though, and I mean, the ratings supposedly weren't that bad, but they didn't quite manage the business exactly the right way. This is something. I think there's a demand for it. I mean, there's enough, given what people pay for tickets to an NFL game, I think there's a demand for stuff. And even the existence of the Arena Football League, which I know about only because, again, I'm from the Bay Area, and they do have an Arena Football League down there, the San Jose SaberCats. So consequently, I've watched a few games, and that's fun too, right? It's not exactly the same as regular NFL, but it's a nice game, and it's never really caught on as much as the NFL or even, I can't find any information about it on like Yahoo Sports or anything. It's its own kind of thing, but it's still, it's been around for, almost three decades now. I mean, they must be making enough money to survive. But I really would like to see another football league, and it doesn't have to compete with the NFL. And what's interesting is that the USFL is trying to come back. They have a website up, and they've actually made some, they're basically saying, look, we're not trying to compete with the NFL. We're a developmental league. We believe that there's enough players that want to play, that we could actually make a league. We want to put it in places where there isn't major league sports teams. So this is not even just not even competing with the NFL, but they don't even want to compete with major league baseball or such, right? Markets that would be underserved by traditional sports leagues, and they're not saying you can't go play in the NFL later. It's a developmental league, and so it's, but they're trying to make sure that they've got the money straight. And so, when they will actually announce this and bring it out as something, it's going to be a great thing, I think. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I'm definitely, definitely rooting for another, another football, American football like product, to come out. And, as I say, there's enough interest in it, I think, from players and from fans. So whether we can get another organization together that actually can support that, and we're rooting for the shirts still, I guess, but I don't know. As I say, it's my one sort of mainstream thing I enjoy, and we're in that kind of a drought right now. So unless you happen to like the draft and stuff, and no, I don't really like the draft. I mean, yeah, I guess it's kind of interesting, but I don't follow college football enough to know who half of these players are. So I at the end of the day, who knows where these players are going to end up, after the draft, and after they do all the trading and in the cutting and stuff. I mean, people, the players move around enough. Yeah, you're still rooting for the shirts, but I realize that it's one, one of the few guilty pleasures I guess I have. It's mainstream fun, as it were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.